The end of Trumpism. Donald Trump's latest military adventure against Iran has triggered a crisis that threatens to end his political movement. After joining Israel in the campaign of extreme aerial bombardment and targeted assassinations, the United States succeeded in killing Iran's elderly leader and destroying infrastructure, but failed to neutralize Iran's missile capabilities. Iran retaliated by striking American bases and Israeli neighborhoods, and by closing the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil travels. Trump now simultaneously declares victory, and pleads for allies to join a naval mission to reopen the strait, projecting both bravado and desperation. This moment is different from Trump's past controversies. His attack on Iran has alienated his own base, whose vision of national interest is directly opposed to another Middle Eastern war. Figures often seen as voices of Trumpism, like Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, have reacted with disbelief. The movement that once thrived on challenging the deep state and restoring democratic control is rupturing, its trust in Trump broken. Trumpism began as a revolt against a bureaucratic and ideological establishment that insulated itself from democratic reform. By dismantling rather than accommodating the so-called deep state, Trump's presidency embodied a radical version of executive power envisioned in the original Constitution. But this system relies on electing a leader of high public character who upholds the law. Trump's personal corruption, self-enrichment through foreign gifts and cryptocurrency ventures, and exploitation of presidential power have undermined that safeguard. The Iran war highlights the dangers. American policy has been driven not by traditional diplomacy or congressional oversight, but by Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner and real estate partner Steve Witkoff. Both hold informal titles as peace envoys, have deep financial ties to Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, and are pursuing personal business ventures in the region. They reportedly developed plans like New Gaza, a Grand Dubai-style coastal project, even as they guided military decisions that aligned with Israeli priorities but offered no clear American strategy. As the conflict escalates, allies and domestic critics see the U.S. abetting Israel's regional ambitions in ways that threaten global stability. Trump's supporters now view his foreign policy as a betrayal, sacrificing American democratic principles for the interests of foreign governments and private profit. Key figures, including intelligence officials like Joe Kent, have resigned in protest, accusing Trump of yielding to Israeli pressure. Trump may retain his political instincts and historical significance, but his movement was always about restoring democracy on his own terms. By waging an unpopular, ill-defined war in service of foreign and personal interests, he has severed the bond with his base. Trumpism, as a coherent political project, is effectively over.